on Life. You're hearing a brand new song from Luke Langman, and I think it's pretty clever, and I'm pretty sure there's a deeper meaning to it. Luke Langman's with us right now. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Luke, thanks for the new song. It's called Counting, and I have to say, the lyrics are pretty clever.
Right on.
Now, I don't know how much time you spend, you know, rewriting and writing. Did this one just kind of flow out, or did you have to kind of work this one in a little bit harder?
Yeah, well, for me, like, sometimes music comes first, sometimes lyrics or an idea comes first. This time the insight came first. So, yeah, I definitely got to work it over for sure.
Yeah, and it talks, you know, it's the gospel message, but set to numbers. So can you tell us just kind of the root, the kernel of the song?
Mm-hmm, yeah, so the song's called Counting. And so if I said to you, you know, Todd, you are one in a million. You know, you think you're pretty special, right? but then if I, and you are. But if I said to somebody, you know, hey, you're like 1 in 8 billion, which is like the population of the earth, that makes you feel like pretty small, pretty insignificant. But then if Jesus says, you know what, you're 1 in 100, and I'm going to leave everyone else, the 99, and I'm going after you. And I think, you know, with those three different numbers, a million, 8 billion, and 100, I'm going to listen to what God says and what he thinks about me and how he thinks, you know, how I'm special to him. Mm. And so that's kind of where that whole number game comes in.
Mm. Well, it's interesting because there are so many, you could go down a deep, dark rabbit hole of numbers and the Bible. And a lot of them do have special meanings, right?
Because, there's a whole book about it.
Yeah, exactly. The book of numbers. And, you know, but there are things that show up like the Trinity, like the three. Like, and you do go into one part of the song talks about the thief on the cross and Jesus, right? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just to run those numbers down, kind of a 3-2-1, you know, I said, you know, with three nails and then the two crooks that were beside him, mm-hmm. and then the one tree that he was on, you know, in that scenario, like, was God on a cross, you know, his love was shed to cover over me, which then takes us into the chorus, and I just say, you know, so because of that great love that you showed and took my place. Now, you know, count me in. Like, I want my life to count for you. And of course, if I say count me in, I say also, you know, don't count me out. Like, even in my weakness, you know, I'm there. I'm on the team. That's kind of the way that the thrust of the chorus goes.
Hmm. Yeah, and sometimes we do feel counted out, right? I mean, that's that. You know, if you're in a fight, a boxing, whatever, and you're down and you can't get back up. I mean, there's a time limit involved. But God doesn't ever count us out, right?
No, and even when you count yourself out, like in the second verse there, you know, when Abraham, you know, he thought he was old, dried up, and done, and God comes to him and says, you know, you see the stars in the sky, and you can't count those, but, you know, that's as many as your descendants is going to be. And so in the second verse, I just say, you know, now I'm looking up with, I have Abraham's eyes, you know, the same promises are filling up my skies, and just the hope that we have.
Yeah, if we talk about numbers, and I don't know if infinity is a number, but...
It is.
It is it?
Yeah.
It's that weird twisted bow ribbon, right?
It's like a Jesus fish.
There you
Ooh,
go, yes.
God, where are you going with this?
Well, because it was like you can't count them. They're so innumerable. The sand on the sea and the stars in the sky. I mean, and as far as the east is from the west, how many miles is that? You know, it's infinite. And God's love for us is infinite. And I think it's tough. Like, we're limited by, you know, the numbers that we can count and see. And I mean, God wants us to lift our eyes up. It's hard to imagine, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I guess the old cliche is to count your blessings, right?
There you go.
And I think when you are kind of in a dark place or things, you know, are tough for you, you know, the Bible says to pray at all times. And so I think if you start with the thankfulness piece, like give thanks to all circumstances, then okay, that's, you say it, and then now how am I gonna work that through? Well, you just start naming back to God, just start praising back to him, you know, what you're thankful for, and after you get through, you know, your list, I think thankfulness is a big solution for a lot of the positions that we have.
Well, who knew such a fun song had such deep meaning?
Well, you can also, you know, you tap a toe to it too, right? So, hey, it all works together.
It does. Well, we're certainly appreciating the song Counting, and Luke Langman, all your songs are awesome, and we really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks a lot, Todd and team. Thank you.